The recent shooting at Houston's Lakewood Church has left a lot of people grappling in shock and sorrow as authorities are delving into the complex background of the shooter. Genesee Yvonne Moreno, who's 36, whose documented mental health struggles raise troubling questions about gun ownership and public safety. Does it really raise troubling questions? It's just, it points out facts of how fucked up our system is. It's not a question.
No, it's not. I mean, this woman had documentation about struggling with mental health, and can she get a gun? Yeah. In America, the answer is yes.
Of course she can, especially in Texas. According to reports, Moreno, armed with a semi-automatic rifle, opened fire at the renowned megachurch, injuring two individuals, including her own 7-year-old son, before law enforcement intervened, resulting in her death. Moreno's mother-in-law, Willa Carranza, emphasized that her daughter-in-law's mental illness was well-documented, citing a history of schizophrenia and an emotional detention order dating back in 2016. Carranza expressed profound regret that Moreno's condition was not adequately addressed, lamenting that such a tragedy could have been prevented had there been stronger mental health provisions and red flag laws in place to restrict firearm access for individuals in crisis. And other states do have
the damn gun.
Well, yeah. And other states do have red flag laws. How well they're enforced, or they do anything? Yeah, they really don't. Authorities are working to piece together the events leading up to the shooting and undercover Moreno's motives. However, the investigation is compounded by the shooter's extensive criminal record, previous anti-Semitic writings, and a bitter divorce battle, all of which contribute to the complexity of understanding her actions. Gee, I wonder why anyone would want to get out of that relationship.
Right?
Houston Police Chief Troy Finner described the shooting as a completely preventable horror, underscoring the urgent need for improved mental health support and firearm regulations to avert similar tragedies in the future. The lack of robust red flag laws in Texas, which could have enabled authorities to intervene and disarm Moreno, has sparked renewed calls for legislative action to safeguard public safety. Authorities continue their investigation. They're scrutinizing Moreno's social media presence, criminal history, personal relationships to decipher any discernible motive behind the attack. How about she's crazy? How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, mentally ill, thinks a bunch of people shouldn't be here, has a weapon. There you go. I don't know that we need to learn about where she learned it or this or that, because what is that going to tell us? That, yeah, there's fucking horrible groups out there. There's people out there that will, you know, shovel hate and shit in the mouths of people who are, you know, mentally ill. And then it mobilizes them to do this sort of shit. The shooter's troubled past, marked by frequent encounters with law enforcement and episodes of erratic behavior, further underscores the need for comprehensive mental health reform and enhanced access to support services for vulnerable individuals. Yes, no shit. We need that. Yeah, I mean, it's just, but we're not going to do anything. So what, why? We're going to blame the guns. We're going to, you know, what did they say on social media? Did somebody influence them? They're like, no, they're sick. They're mentally ill. Someone would have influenced this person some way, shape, or form. If they somehow had access to this weapon, they shouldn't have. There should be red flag laws in place there. You know, you don't want to step on anybody's rights, though, in Texas. So, you know, that doesn't happen all that often. So, yeah, this is the world we've created.
It is the world we've created, and we're fostering it. I mean, truly, I don't understand how does this keep happening? How do you have kids slaughtered in schools, literally slaughtered, and they just go, huh, well, that's too bad.
Oh, look at our child welfare system in general. We have all these missing kids everywhere. We only pay attention to the ones that, you know, look like they were, you know, white blonde girls. And everybody else is kind of like, you know, it's just, we don't care. I mean, we do, but we don't seem to have the connection here to vote for people that will actually follow through on any sort of legislation that helps prevent this sort of thing. And, or we get people in there and then they say they're going to do something and nothing happens. So we don't follow through with anything. Why? I mean, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but there's a lot of people in high places of power that enjoy the services of child trafficking. And we've seen that. It's been proven time and time again. Just look at fucking Epstein Island and the fucking flight log. So this sort of shit exists. And I think it's so rampant out there with people in high places of power that you start going down that road of really prosecuting this stuff or going after some of the big people in this. A lot of big people will go down that nobody thought would ever go down. We've just seen little bits and pieces here and there of people and their horrid behavior finally get caught. But I think you have the people in power that are dabbling in the world of horrible, horrible behavior and such that, you know, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to, you know, nothing.
Well, and I think, too, we've got so much money pouring into government from people who obviously are benefiting from the sale of guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to say it out loud. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. But when money is way more important than lives, we're going to have this. We're going to have more stories like this.
When you need
that's just
that,
the way it's going
to
be.
When you need that NRA money to keep your campaign going, yeah, that's how it's going to be. And if you go against it's such a broken, fucked up system that, yeah, nothing's going to change.
No, the only thing that's going to change is we just have to, as citizens, community members, we have to know how to react in a live shooter situation and hope we get out alive. Hopefully you'll never be in that situation, but I think the best form of prevention is just know how to save yourself in those situations because it ain't going to change.
It ain't going to change in our lifetime. I do not think so. I think it's too ingrained and there's too much of it out there and there's no way you're going to have that kind of a shift. I hope to God there's a wiser generation that at some point comes after us that says, what the fuck were you all doing?
Mm-hmm. Those younger people are actually running for offices now. The ones who've been through multiple school shootings, not just one. Maybe they've had one in high school and one in college. And they're like, this is screwed up. This needs to get fixed. So what we need to do is get rid of the old people in government, all of them, both sides. Thank you.
Yeah.
And get some younger blood in there who understands what the trials and tribulations of today's society really are.
Yeah.
Not what they used to be, what they are today.
Old. Yeah. I mean, there's a certain point where I'm like, you need to just call it a day. I think we see that in everybody right now.
Everyone that's government.
And but at the same point, it's like it's just sanity. It's having a backbone and having sanity. That's the biggest thing. Stand up for what's right and have a backbone and be sane. That's all. That's all we ask. But in America, that oftentimes is a bridge too far.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.